Hi, everybody. First, I'd like to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to attend this teleconference on personal success coaching. My name is Kathy Marler, and I'm owner and operator of a success coaching company called Marshall Coach. And we are part of the PPS, APS, PPS for sure, rewards program. What I'd like to do today in the teleconference is, first of all, give you a general idea of what personal success coaching really entails and the process, as well as give you some tips on coaching yourself in case that's something that you're interested in. Without working with a personal coach, you can also be your own coach, and it can benefit you greatly. So we're going to do an overview first, and at the end I'll ask for questions and questions, about your personal situations or anything, that you have a question about that came up along the way. If you do have, from time to time, I may still go ahead and stop and ask if you have questions, depending on the topic that we're on at the time. So let's go ahead and get started. First of all, personal success coaching.
Kathy, I'm sorry not to interrupt you. I just wanted to go ahead and put you in lecture mode now. And in case anyone does not know what lecture mode is, that means that Kathy is the only person who is going to be speaking. When she does call for questions, I will unmute all of you.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, great. Okay, so basically personal success coaching, the way that differs from consultation, there's a couple of different ways. Consultation is usually when somebody straight out tells you how to solve your problem or what you need to do to get the goal that you've just set. Coaching is a little bit different in that, yes, we want to take what your goals are and we want to help you devise a success plan to get there, but we also want you to think a lot for yourself along the way and develop positive habits and skills so that you can use that long term. So in other words, let's say I'm a procrastinator. Not that I am. Maybe I am. A coach is going to help you find ways to overcome your procrastination so that it doesn't just solve your immediate problem, but you're able to stop procrastinating in all areas of your life. So that's one of the main differences between consulting and coaching. A coaching is really helping you work through some of your habits and skills that will help you become successful in all areas of your life, not just with your particular challenge. So some of the things and tools that a personal success coach uses, first of all, is a questionnaire. A lot of times they will either ask you questions on the telephone about a lot of different topics, or they'll actually ask you to fill out a coaching questionnaire. I use a coaching questionnaire that's up on my website that anybody can access just at marshallcoach.com under free consultation. And the questions under there are very specific. They help myself and they also help my client narrow down exactly what it is that they want to improve in the first place, because sometimes it's hard to get clarity for yourself. So it'll ask them to rate themselves on a scale of 1 to 10 in a lot of different areas of their life, like their business, their career, their money, self-improvement, stress level, the relationships, the amount of family time, personal growth, just about anything that you might want to improve, just kind of a broad topic. But by rating it on a scale of 1 to 10, it really gives you an idea of where you need to start or where your coach needs to start helping you. Another question we ask is, straight out, is, what type of improvements, what areas are you willing to improve? Because a lot of times we might say, hey, I really need to work on my time management, or I really need to figure out what my priorities are. But you may not be ready to do it. So we ask specifically, what are you willing to improve? What areas in the next, 3 to 6 months that are going to make the biggest difference to you in your life? So again, we're helping you narrow things down. Another good question a success coach will ask you is just, what is one, just pick one, what is one of the biggest goals that you want to achieve in the next 6 months that would make the biggest difference in your life, and why? Again, you're really working on narrowing it down and gaining clarity as far as, what direction that you should be going in based on, your thoughts. Another great question is, if you could have one more thing in your life right now today, what would it be? It doesn't mean you're going to get it, but it just means, hey, let's dream about it. What thing that would make a really big difference in your life? And we have our clients put that down. Another really great thing is, put down a list of what three things or what few things are you tolerating or putting up with in your life right now. And a lot of times we'll find that maybe someone's putting up with a staff member that if they knew what they knew about them today, they would have never hired them in the first place, but yet they're scared to get rid of them because they're afraid it's going to cause them more trouble than it's worth. So they might be tolerating or putting up with things that they are really holding them back and they just don't realize it. So that's another really good question that we usually ask our clients as far as personal success coaching goes. Also, another great question is, what's one thing that you'd like to achieve that you're not sure that you can have? Because once again, we want to get a really big picture of what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And also, one of my favorite questions, this is a personal favorite of me because I can name a few things about myself, but if everybody had a way of holding themselves back, we ask, you know, what way do you have of holding yourself back? Personally, I'm a creative procrastinator from time to time. I'll have my priorities. I'll have them all listed. I'll have them organized. I know what comes first. In some way, somehow, if it's an item I fear just a little bit, somehow I'll sneak around it and I'll go to my lower priority items first instead of doing my fear things first. So I know I'm a creative procrastinator. But, you know, sometimes people might hold themselves back by procrastination, maybe by not prioritizing what they really need to be doing. Maybe they don't ask for help because they like to do everything themselves or they're stubborn like me. Maybe they don't know how to tell someone else no, and that really messes up their time management. Maybe they put up with things they shouldn't be putting up with. Maybe they're a little dramatic and they make things seem worse than they really are. Usually everybody has one or two little ways of holding themselves back, and that's something that we like to work on. And again, that ties in with fixing the whole big picture, not just fixing a question of today, but fixing character and developing positive habits that it takes to be successful at whatever you venture to do, not just martial arts business. Another good question to ask of yourself before you get involved with a personal success coach is to ask yourself, what do you really want to get out of it? You know, what do you want to do this for? Why do you need someone else to help you? And some of your answers might be that you need to be challenged. You know, maybe you just want validation. You want somebody else to say, hey, yes, you were going in the right direction. If I were you, I'd go full steam ahead. Maybe you need direction. Maybe you've got so many ideas swimming around your head. You're just having a challenge figuring out where to start so you can gain direction. Maybe you start things and don't finish things, and you need a little bit of help with that. Maybe you just want support and you want someone who will not judge you for what you're doing or a safe place to totally lay out all your statistics, say this is where I'm at, this is what I'm doing, and feel like you're not being judged, but yet you have a partner that's totally dedicated to just seeing you do well. Those would be some different items that people might want to get out of working with a success coach. And another great question is, how coachable are you? Because, you know, it's human nature sometimes to feel like, hey, you know, I don't want to hear these things right now. You know, I want these things to improve, but sometimes we might not feel really coachable and ready to empty our cup of tea, so to speak, to let the good stuff come in. So you have to be 100% committed and ready to make positive changes and go for those goals with no looking back. And sometimes that's tough. So that's a good place to get before you actually make a decision to work with a coach that can help you. So that's some of the first steps that we take when we work with a client. So what this does is, not only does it give the client a really good place to start and a really great idea of what their top priorities should be, but it gives the coach really great insight into this person, even without knowing them and before they talk to them, on what direction they're going to help steer the person in. Once the consultation questionnaire is complete, usually the coach and the client meet by telephone. It can be email only too, but telephone seems to work really well, and kind of summarize and go over where that person is. The coach will ask you questions about your answers that will help them even gain more clarity and more direction into where you're trying to go and what you're trying to accomplish. One nice thing about personal coaching is it is all about you and just simply trying to help you achieve your goals and improve your life That is the main focus. That is the agenda. Once that is done and the coach and the client have met by phone, the next step is to book coaching sessions. Normally, coaching sessions are between 15 minutes to 30 minutes by telephone. If someone has something more extensive, they might book a 40, 45-minute phone session with their coach several times a month. And in the meantime, in between, communicate via email or through what's called laser coaching, which is just short, direct conversations that are based on one topic, one main theme. So that is the direction it takes. At that point, once the coach and the client decide to work together, what happens next is the client creates an agenda with the coach's help and sends that to the coach 24 hours at least before the phone session, stating exactly what the goals are for the session to make it more effective, to make it run smoother, and to get the most out of the session. So each time, just before the sessions to take place, about a day before, the client sends in the coaches to the coach the agenda so that it gives the whole session direction. And it can go in different directions as well based on the conversation, but that definitely gives it some structure. So that's basically how a coach and a client work together. Usually personal success coaches will allow you just to do it for a month if that's all you want. The average coaching client usually commits to 3 months to 6 months, depending on what their goals are. But, you know, Marshall Coach in particular, we let our clients just try it for a month. And once they see the difference that it makes, then we're pretty sure that they're going to want to stick with us for a couple months. So that's the way that we work the personal success coaching and the process. The reasons that some people want to work with a coach, for the most part, is to improve their business or their personal situations. So it could be a career transition. Maybe someone's been teaching martial arts part-time, and now they want to make the jump to a full-time school, and they want to make sure that they do it the quickest, most effective way possible. So they don't want to just jump and go do it. They want someone to help them step-by-step. Perhaps they're spinning their wheels in their business, they're not growing, they're not sure why, they don't know what to do, so they may consult a coach for that to take a look at the business overall in areas that it could be improved in rather quickly. Perhaps they're stressed out because they're trying to do 500 things during the day rather than their priorities, and they just want someone, you know, once again, to kind of team up with them and to help guide them. So those are just a few of the reasons people use a personal coach. You know, I think some of the things that I've heard that our clients like about Marshall Coach is they like to be challenged. They like having someone give them strategies to help them. They like being inspired and shown what they are doing that is right, because sometimes we all need a little pat on the back. They definitely like being able to gain direction and really focus in and zero in on what they really should be doing based upon what they said their goals are. And validation, you know, just to know that, hey, I am on the right track makes a big difference. And last but not least, they do like accountability partners. So they do like seem to like it when they know that, hey, you know, I was supposed to do this coaching assignment, or I'm supposed to have this, you know, by next week for Kathy to take a look at. So now I'm accountable. And oh, and she's going to check up on me via email. So I guess I better get it done. It's sort of the same thing when we check up on our students in the martial arts classroom. So once again, those are some of the ways that people benefit or why they come to a coach in the first place and the reasons that they come to a coach. To me, I really enjoy working with someone one-on-one in depth on specifically what they want to achieve rather than kind of just, I guess, spreading a blanket and saying, here's some information for you. I like to find out what their goals are, you know, and why, and just really help them zero in and achieve it. So I think that's really important. Does anybody have any questions on the basic coaching process? No? No questions? Okay. I know I talk a mile a minute, so. What I would like to do now is give you some tips on how you can coach yourself, because I think that's really important. You know, we're coaching our martial arts students all the time, and to be able to find ways to kind of self-coach ourselves especially if we are without partners or team members in our own martial arts schools, is very important. So one of the things you can do to start coaching yourself is to do the same thing you would if you're working with a professional coach. You can take different types of questionnaires that help you narrow down your goals, like the one you can find on martialcoach.com to send a free consultation. Don't have to send it in. What you could do is print it out or actually take the questionnaire right there online and print out a copy. You don't have to send it to me. You can just simply do that. It's up there for you. And then you can take a look at that the same way a coach would and look at the most concerning areas that you have, because that's going to help you gain clarity into your own situation. So that would be a good place to start. Next, based on what you found that you really want to work with or areas that you feel you really want to improve, then you can start looking for different information. You can, you know, if you need to, purchase different motivational and inspirational programs by Tony Robbins, you know, Brian Tracy, you know, anybody you can think of that you would like to work with. You can network with different groups. You know, there's martialartsbusiness.com on the Yahoo group. It's actually martialartsbusiness@yahoogroups.com. There's a NATLA listserv if you're a NATLA member. You know, there's all kinds of different ways that you can network with other people in the industry that maybe you don't know, and you can network with them long distance via email and kind of bounce things off of them as well to help you coach yourself. So those are a couple of different things you can do and different ways that you can coach yourself. Does anyone have any, or I guess would anybody like to ask any particular questions about their own personal situations? I'd be happy to take care of that now.
Everyone is unmuted now, by the way, so feel free to speak if you have a suggestion or a question.
Hi, Kathy. This is Chuck from Long Island Ninjutsu Centers.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about this to help get the ball rolling? What would you do if you're, like, coaching yourself and motivating yourself? What would you do, like, to find out what your top priorities for are? Like, how would you go and define that, like a list of, like, the top things that are going to, you know, make results in your business?
Well, I think one of the first things you would do, Chuck, is let's assume you've already taken some type of questionnaire that narrows down what you're trying to achieve,
mm-hmm.
what area that's in. I think from there you would have to do one of a couple of things. One would be to almost imagine that you've already achieved that goal, see yourself already there, and then start walking yourself backwards and marking down the steps that you think that you would have to take to get there in the first place. That would be the first step. Then at that point, you know, if you feel like you're kind of in certain areas, and you might, at that point, whatever that area is that you're stuck at, let's say it's marketing. Let's say, okay, you know, I don't know that I can get my phone to ring. Then you can go into your networking mode with your fellow martial artists to ask their opinion. You can do lots of research online into basic marketing. There's tons of free information out there. You could even, if you need to, and it's appropriate, if it deals with a business plan or fine-tuning a business plan, there are free resources locally, too, through SCORE, SCORE organization. And even sometimes, you know, you might be able to find referrals from SBA. So there's tons of information out there for you to use. It's just you have to narrow down what you need first.
Thank you. Cool.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah, Kathy, this is Tony Hanley from One Step Beyond in Boston.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. You actually mentioned my situation earlier on in your lecture. I'm actually in the transition between making my karate school a part-time deal and trying to make it into a full-time deal.
Right.
And giving up a painting contracting business, or actually it's almost given me up. Now I'm putting my energies into trying to build up the karate school.
Yeah.
What have you found should be a priority? By now you must have some kind of priority list in how to do something like that.
Well, I think the first thing I would probably ask is, are you already working with some people, and where are you working with them?
How do you mean?
Well, are you teaching martial arts right now? Do you have any students
Oh, yeah. The school itself has actually been in operation for 22 years, but it's, quote-unquote, a dinosaur school, and I'm really the first one that's owned it. I'm the fourth owner, and I'm trying to turn it into a business rather than just a fight club.
Okay, I got it. So you're already there.
Yeah, right now I have about 90 students. I really need to get it to closer to 100. I need to double the size of the school, basically, in order to earn a living.
Okay, so then that is actually one of the first places I would start. You already know that you need to double it. So one of the things I would be doing is starting to make, or actually I would be having you start, make a plan about, number one, you already know how many students you need. I would have you probably let me know and talk to me about what you're doing for marketing right now and how many new students you're adding on average a month. I would have you looking at your statistics on the number of information calls you're getting, where they're coming from, as well as the number of information calls you're getting that actually enroll and where they came from. And then to work backwards to that, getting that extra 90 students, I would have you create a marketing plan that listed 5 to 7 low-cost marketing methods per month and figure out exactly how many of those students are going to come to you from those sources each month. So it would be a numbers game, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Did anybody else have any questions about their individual situations?
I'm on Saturday. If I ever get directions, we can't get a call back.
Okay, I'll take that as a...
Nobody's lost.
Okay. All right. I am such a fast talker. I just know I blast through my information a little bit quick. But,
I got 5 seats.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, go ahead.
Would a coaching thing for a month or 2 months cost?
I talked to Keith. He can't go.
I'm assuming it's not a free service, or is it?
It's not a free service. However, what we did is we made arrangements for everyone who attends a teleconference.
I can't go. I'd
like to take the first step.
I got my son too. And
the Marshall Coach website and fill out the free consultation questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the consultation, I'll give you a free mini session where I'll spend about 20 minutes with you on the phone going over your individual situation. Mm-hmm. Then if you decide you do want to do a coaching program, we have 2 different ones that are listed online that you can actually use part of your PPS reward points for. There's one up there listed called Go for Greatness, which is listed up there. It tells you what you get for it. It's $2.99 a month. With your reward points, it's $2.69. And it'll tell you how many phone sessions you get and email support, et cetera. And then there's one for people who really want something intensive called Master Your Life. And you can also see what it entails up on the Marshall Coach website. And I believe you get to use 70 PPS reward points per month towards that program if you'd like to enroll in that one.
Okay, thanks. Most of the information is on your website. That's the important thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Very good, thanks.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, well, if nobody else has any more questions.
Hello, Kathy.
Yes.
Hi, this is Al from Dragon Temple Martial Arts.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Very good, thank you. Kathy, you just mentioned 2 websites. Is it possible for you to repeat them again, please? That we can get some information regarding your topic that you're talking about.
Sure.
Martial arts something?
It was a Yahoo group. You would You would start by going to yahoogroups.com.
Uh-huh. Yahoo group, okay.
Yes, sir. And you would do a search for martial arts business.
I see. So there is a section martial arts business.
Right. And
okay.
There's another one if you're I think you're... I'm not sure if you have to be a NAPMA member. You may not have to be. It's called the NAPMA list.
Oh, I see. NAPMA.com.
Also at yahoogroups.com. Those are 2 networking groups for martial arts.
Yes.
Owners and instructors that you get on and go back and forth with people.
I see.
And then the other website I mentioned just was the Martial Coach website, which is martialcoach.com.
Martial arts coach.
I just, Martial Coach.
Martial Coach. That is your website, is it?
Yes, sir.
And .com?
Yes, sir. So if you wanted to even start coaching yourself, you can get up there and use some of the information.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. One thing I didn't mention also is on the Marshall Coach website, there's a bunch of free articles on there on goal setting.
Yes.
And, you know, some of you may want to use also as you're trying to create a plan. There's one that is a goal setting worksheet, goal setting guidelines, an article on how to set the SMART goals and things like that. If you just go to martialarts.com and click resources and look on the right side, you'll see a whole bunch of free articles. I add a couple each month.
Mm-hmm.
And if, in fact, if you have any feedback, if you have any certain topics you'd like to see up there, I'd be happy to write them and put them there. So just, you know, feel free to let me know. Okay, did anyone else have any questions? All righty. Well, if you did want to get a free mini session from Marshall Coach and myself, once again, you just go to the marshallcoach.com website, click on free consultation, fill out the questionnaire, and send it in. When you send it in, at the very bottom, it'll have a little spot to list comments. If you just put member solutions in that box, that way I'll know it's from one of you gentlemen, and I'll know that you know you're going to get the extra free mini session that goes with it. So, for example, you know, Bob, if you wanted me to help you with a marketing plan, be happy to get to your 180. You could focus on that for 20 minutes. You know, so whichever you guys would like, that would be fine by me. I'd be happy to do it. Okay, well, Ms. Joanne?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Ms. Joanne.
Hello.
Hi there. I think I've answered pretty much everybody's questions.
All right, you're all set?
Yeah.
All set?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I think you have just some background noise going on there.
Okay, all right. Well, I think we maybe finished up a little sooner than we thought, but if nobody has any other questions, then I think we're good.
Does anyone else have any other questions for Kathy? Okay. Well, Kathy, I appreciate your time today. I'm sure all our clients, our Member Solutions clients do as well. I want to thank you for taking this time to hold this conference call for us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Want to do one last call for questions?
Going once. Going
once. Yeah. Okay. Well, again, Kathy, do you want to just give your website address one more time, maybe, and then we can wrap it up, just in case anybody had missed it? I know you already gave it twice, but.
Sure, absolutely. If you want to go to the Marshall Coach website, it's just www.marshallcoach.com. And once again, you can request a free coaching consultation. You can also access quite a few free articles under our resources department. It'll help you with goal setting.
Excellent. Okay, well, I guess if no one else has any other questions, again, thanks, Kathy. And if anybody has any consulting questions in general, you can, of course, reach us at consulting@ubill.com. Any suggestions for future teleconferences, or if you have, if you'd like to have Kathy write something for us, that would be nice, too. You can always ask me for that. I would, again, any questions, just to consulting@ubill.com. And that's it.
All right. Thanks, Joanne.
All right. Thanks, Kathy.
All right.
Bye-bye.